Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Omid Beis. We're in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're in Simen Reish Chaf Hei, which we began yesterday's share, and today we'll begin at Sif Gimel, which is found at the bottom of Kuf Mem Aleph Omid Aleph. Haroa Pri Chadosh, if a person sees a new fruit, notice here, it's Haroa, not when he eats it. If you see a new fruit, Mischadesh Mishon Lushana, that is a fruit that doesn't grow all year round, but it's growing again on the same tree, and you make Mevarach Shechianu on when you see this new fruit growing on the tree. The Bir Halacha in Dibra Maskul Pri Chadosh, the Chofetz Chaim says, this is true, Bein Pri Eitz, this is true for a fruit, or Pri Adam, or even a vegetable. For example, Kagon Dolas, or Kiyotze Bezeh, various gourds or melons, the same Halacha applies. He says, we'll talk about, what about a potato, Mitzvah Shem, when we reach Sivkot and Yudches. Then he says, Kosu Achronin, De Lebrocha Zu Ein Tzorach Shir, there is no minimal amount over here that you have to eat in order to be able to make this bracha, or to see in order to be able to make this bracha. And the reason behind that is as follows. Because the shear over here is not on how much you're actually seeing or eating, but the shear is on the simcha that you're getting, the simcha salev, shiroa and shenigmar pri, that you see the completed fruit, the mature fruit. He brings that from the Berhetiv in the name of the Lochas Kitanos, the Alperos Hamurkovim Mim Bishen Omino, ungrafted fruit that combines two different fruits, two different species, Ein Mavarchalov. You don't make this Bracho Shechianu. Lefisha Vitchiloso Nase Neged Mitzvah Sabari, because it's going against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forbade us from grafting one fruit with another fruit, and you can't make a Shechianu on this. And the issue, foot number 24, explains further, and he says, in the name of Moshe Feinstein, that found the Igros Moshe, it's as if Nirek is Sameach Umavarach Hayishayesh Ovri Avera. It's as if you're rejoicing about the fact, Shechianu, that there are such Ovri Avera in the world, and this is a fruit that was made through an Avera. Mitzchayim then brings down, however, from the Tshuvas Shelis Yaivitz, Cholik Azeh, he disagrees and says that you are allowed to make a bracha even on a grafted fruit, Shechianu, the Le'inyan Brios Nos, in regards to seeing beautiful creations, even though it's a mamzer, you'd be allowed to make a bracha. The ein l'cha harkava psuli osri menu. And there is nothing worse than a mamzer in terms of grafting, so to say, that it's a totally forbidden coupling over here that occurred. And therefore, if you can make a bracha even on a beautiful mamzer, so you can make a bracha on a grafted fruit as well. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tess explains the ein ol rishus. This saying of the bracha of Shechianu is only a rishus. It's an, so to say, an optional bracha that you can make. The lo mevarech lo ma'anish. That if you don't make this bracha, there is no onish involved over here. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, mikol makom roi lizar shel levatla. A person should be careful not to be mevatel this mitzvah. Dear Shifut number 26 brings down from the Bir Halacha and Simen Reishu Tess, she'ein ha'kavona she'zeh rishus legamrei. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't mean that it's a purely, absolutely optional. Ella, it's just not a chiyav, but it's certainly a mitzvah, and a person should make this bracha. And he says, why is it called a rishus? So he brings down in Reish Chaf Gimel, kivin shalom nisakna kechova, ella bedovish abob mizman lezman, kemawadim kadome. The only time the rabbis instituted Shechianu is a chova, is an obligation, is on a recurring mitzvah, for example, like a yontif. But on a fruit like this, the rabbis did not institute an obligation. A permission, certainly yes, but not an obligation to make a Shechianu. The issue for number 27 brings down that the Sefer Mitzvahs Ketanos, the Smak, and the Knesset Hagdola, they both bring down Shebicha Shechianu Hichova. It in fact is an obligation. The Gemara in Erevin says she Rishus. How do you explain that? So he says when it says there it's a Rishus, it means She'eno Chayev Lechol Asapri. It means if you don't feel like eating the fruit, you don't have to. Aval Moroeo O Ochlo. But if you do see it, or if you eat it, then you are Mechuyev to make a Shechianu according to these poskim. And he brings down from the smak as well, Shalachilas pri lechol adeos chayel varuch shechianu. If you're eating the fruit, then everybody would say that you have to make the shechianu. And therefore, he says, Tzorich lizor shalol levatla. Therefore, one should be very careful not to miss out on saying the shechianu. The Aruch HaShulchan adds, Shebircha shechianu al perus chadoshim, kibluah kechova. We have accepted upon Klal Yisrael, we've accepted upon ourselves to make a shechianu on these new fruits, the hakol nisharimba, and everybody is careful about this, and therefore one should, in fact, be very careful about this and should not miss out on the opportunity to make a shechianu. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, not only if you see it on the tree, afilu roeo biyad chaveru, even if you see the new fruit in your friend's hand, or ala ilan, oh, if the new fruit is still on the tree, you can make the shechianu in either of those situations. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud brings down biyad chaveru, the ikara niskan al simchas halev, shemasameach al tzmichas pri chodosh. Why can you make it in your friend its possession, because you're happy about the fruit growing. It's not about that particular fruit being eaten by you. You don't have the right to eat it. Your friend has it. But nevertheless, you're happy that the fruits are growing. And therefore, the Shechianu goes on the simcha that you get by seeing the fully ripened fruit. Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha di Ramasko Ohel Ilon says, Nira, the afim roa b'Shabbos, even if you see this fruit growing on the tree on Shabbos, it's fully mature. Sheni yochel utol shel ochel, and you can't go and pick it because it's Shabbos. Nevertheless, you still are allowed to make the Shechianu on it. Afilu hochi yivarach. The be'emes kvar nigmar hapri, because the fruit is already ripened. The only reason you can't eat it is the aryehu derevi Allah. It's like a lion is crouching over it, i.e. halachas of Shabbos prevent you from picking it, but it's ready to be eaten. He says, we've learned already in Siman Reish Chof Gimel that the Chidush of Rabbi Akiva Eger over there, Chofetz Chaim brought down, had a whole discussion about a Bayis Chodesh that doesn't yet have the mezuzah on it. Can you or can you not make the bracha of Shechianu on the house? And in Dir Shu footnote number 42, he reminds us that the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Eger was not clear in that situation. Could you or could you not make the bracha? The footnote continues in the next paragraph. Upri she'enu nechol chai el mavushal. If you have a fruit that is normally not eaten raw, but is only eaten in the mavushal state, in a cooked state, so the Kaf HaChaim brings down. Shafilu hochi mevarach shechianu ariyosu. You're still allowed to make a shechianu when you see it, even though you obviously can't eat it in that state. It's not normally eaten then. And even if you do eat it in that state, when it's not fully cooked, so your bracha only is a shahakol, nevertheless, you're allowed to make a shechianu on it. This is the opinion of the Ksos HaShulchan, who explains, Shebircha Shechianu ein al pri, el hazman shegodo pri chodosh, because you're not making it on the actual fruit itself, which you're eating, you're making it on the fact that the fruit is ripened, and it already is ripened. However, the Birchas Abayis disagrees and says, ein levarach alo Shechianu in this situation, because this fruit was specifically made to be eaten in the cooked state, not in the raw state, and therefore it's not considered gemar pri, so to say, at this point in time, and you don't really get a full simcha on it by eating it in the shas hadchak, or extenuating circumstance type of a situation. Likewise, he brings down that Rabbi Akiva Eger was uncertain in regards to fruits of Arla. Do you not make a bracha when you see them? And therefore, he paskin, you should not make a bracha, I assume, because of Safek Brachos Lahakil. The Mechaba continues and he says, despite the fact that we just said that you can make this bracha when you see it on the tree, you see it in your friend's hands, you're allowed to make the Shechianu. He says, nevertheless, he brings us down the name of the Rosh, the Nagu Shalol Levarech at Shas Achila. Nowadays, the minhag is that we only make the bracha Shechianu when we actually eat the fruit, not when we see the fruit. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Alef explains, the Misha Eino Libo Sameach Beriyaso, Rak Bachiloso, Lekuli Amma Bevarach Achiloso. If somebody doesn't really get a lot of joy out of seeing the fruit growing on the tree, he only gets joy really when he eats the fruit, so then he should certainly only make the bracha when he eats it. Ulekach Nogu Tomid Bezeh Mishum Lo Plug. And therefore, since many people are like this, so we say Lo Plug across the board, only make the bracha Shechianu when you eat it, not when you see it. Dishavu number 28 brings down a very interesting scenario. Rav Azaz Zatzal and Shevet Alevi says, what happens if a person is not happy about eating the fruit? He doesn't really like this fruit very much. So he points out that since the bracha itself was a reshus, in this situation, you should not make the bracha, enam avarach. Albeit, according to the opinion, it says, as a chova, you would still have to make the bracha. However, Rav Yashiv Paskins as well, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita Paskins, Shemish Ochel Pri Chodesh Mavarach Shechianu. You have to make a Shechianu over here, even if you don't have particular simcha about it, because this is what Chazal will koveya, and therefore, min astam, you must have some simcha, even though you don't necessarily feel it. He also brings down from Rav Yashiv Zatzal, Shekivin Shabrocha Eino Al Pri. The bracha you're making is, again, not specifically on that fruit. It's really on the season, the fact that the fruits are now growing. And the pre just happens to be the marker, so to say, of the season. And therefore, a person is certainly going to be happy about the season. So you can make the Shechianu, even if you're not particularly enjoying that fruit. The issue for number 30 brings down for the Levush. The Chazal and Masakin over here to make the Shechianu. Shekovu Levarach Bezman Ho'achilo. They said you should specifically make the Shechianu when you eat it, because that's a Zman Kavua. Then it's one set time, as opposed to with Riya, did I see it, did I not see it, and you may not have your mind on it. So therefore, Chazal set up that you should always make it when you eat it, rather than when you see it. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down another reason. He says, Mishum she'en onu bikiyim, mosai nigmar gidol apri. Because if you're just looking at it on the tree, you're not a farmer necessarily. Even if you are, you may not be able to distinguish or know that the fruit is fully ripe or not. And therefore, better to wait till you eat it, and then you make the Shechianu. Now, back to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, V'ayin in the Prima Gadim, Shekosav, Dilechat Chilo, Nochon Levarach Shechianu Kodem. One should ideally first make the Shechianu, and then, V'yachekach Yivarach Bracha Riula, and only afterwards make the Bracha Bari Pia Eitz, or the Bari Pia Adama. V'hu Adin Im Toi Ma'at. Likewise, if you're only eating a little bit of it, then, V'yachekach Levarach Shechianu, that is acceptable as well. Afshar the gan is that tov. That would also be acceptable. Ubediyavet, however, in Berach Shechianu Achar Bracha, if you made the bar priates and then made the Shechianu before you ate it, Sheberach Alochila Kodem Shischelutom, that you haven't yet tasted it, and you made the Shechianu, Gam Kain Ein Zeh Hefsek Ayin Sham. That's not considered Hefsek according to Rima Gadim, and Lamaisa, you don't have to make another Bracha. Now, the issue for number 32 brings down a big discussion over here. What is the preferred way to do this? Shechianu first, then make the Bracha on the fruit, and then eat it, or should he first make the bracha on the fruit, then the Shechianu? So he says, why don't we apply the principle of Tadir Sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kodem? The more frequently done bracha should be said first. So Yerach HaShulchan brings down over here that we don't apply this principle of Tadir Sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kodem only by things that are coming simultaneously. As opposed to here, as soon as you see the fruit, you're supposed to make the Shechianu. And then only when you eat it do you make, of course, the bracha, Bar Pir 8, before you eat it. However, he brings down from the Sefer, Orchos Rabbeinu, brought in the name of the Chazon Ish, that he would make the Bar Priya Eitz, and then he would make a Shechianu. And he wasn't worried about a Hefsek over here. And this is also the opinion of the Eshel Avrami Bachach, and this is also the Kafa Chaim's Halach, he says, Kenu Aminog, and this is also the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. And if you look in the Ber Heitev, in Oz Vav, he also says, Birchas HaPri Yaktim LeShechianu. The Ramah adds over here, Hagah, Umi Sheberach Bishas Riya Lo Hifsid. If somebody did make the Brach at the time of the Riya, when he saw it, Lo Hifsid. It's acceptable, he didn't lose out. It's perfectly good as well. The Ein Lavarach Achenigur Tashlum Gidul HaPeri. However, the Ramah does add that one should not make this bracha until the fruit is ripened to a certain stage. There's a lot of machlokas as to what this stage is, but the Ramah just simply uses the lashon Tashlum Gidul HaPeri until the fruit is finalized, completed. And this is brought down in the Tshuvas Rashba and the Kolbo. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Beis explains further, Rotzu Lomar, Da'afta Linyan Bracha LaPri, even in regards to the Bracha on the Pri, we've already learned in Simen Reish Beis, Sif Beis, the Mevarach, and Alaboser Bikfanim, you can make the Bracha Borei Priya Eitz even on an immature fruit once it's reached a certain stage, Mishagil Lashir Pul Alovin, once it's reached a certain size and stage. And that's for grapes. For other trees, Bishar Kol Ilonos, Mishiyotziu Pri Shu Roy Lechol Eidei Chak. Others, you're allowed to make the bracha of Borei Priya Eitz when it reached a fruit that could be eaten under extenuating circumstances. Nevertheless, here, Hachal Inyan Shechianu, in regards to Shechianu, Ein Levarach Achia Nigmar Tashlum Gidulo Shia Tov L'maychol. You have to wait until it's ripened enough that it's good and tasty. In Berach, if you made the bracha of Shechianu too early, berachosu hilav atola. That is, in fact, a bracha of atola. He says, "Ayin the mogin Avram, shevi the das or advasu, the shigia lapola lovin." When it reached a certain stage of the size of a certain white bean, umistamahu adin bishar kol ilonos bishiotziu pirion, and for other trees, other than grapes, when it's reached a point where the fruit has come out. Kivan shemavarach lo birchas or roylo kishochlo, since you would be making the normal bracha on the fruit, so yuchol gam kein levarach olo shechianu. He says that you could even make a shechianu even though it's not fully ripened. Ulinin diyeved yesh lesmochalav shelo yachzel levarach bidiyeved. You shouldn't do this lechatchila. You should wait until it's reached a fully ripened stage. Why look for machlokas? However, if you did make the bracha before it was fully ripened, but it had reached a stage where you would make a bracha rishon on it, the proper Bari Pre'eitz, so then, if you made the Shechianu, you do not go back and make a new Shechianu when it reaches a more mature stage. Then the Ramah adds, V'im lo berach b'riya rishona, the first time you saw it on the tree, you didn't make the bracha Shechianu, for whatever the reason, yachal varach b'riya shniya, you're still allowed to make it the next time you go and see the fruit on the tree. Mishbur explains the Sifkat Yud Gimel, Dahare Anan Nahayginon, because our minog is, Dei Mevarach Matshas Achila, because we normally don't make the bracha, as we already pointed out, when you see it on the tree, for various reasons, Lo Plug, we always make it at the time that you eat it. So therefore, Av Shiroh, come upon me, called, even though you pass by this tree for 5 days in a row, when you finally pluck it on the sixth day, not a problem to make the Shechianu. However, v'im lo berach b'shas achila rishona, but if you ate it, and you didn't make a bracha the first time you ate it, then you eat it another day, a different day, shuv lo yivarach halachil shnir. Then you're not allowed to go make the bracha the next time you go and eat it. And he says, certainly, v'kol shekein shlo yivarach halosa achilo atzma. And you certainly, once you've finished eating it, you can't make the Shechianu anymore on the fruit that you just ate, even af shadayin lo nis akel hapri, even though the food isn't fully digested yet, it's still in your stomach, you just ate it 5 minutes ago. So the idea would be that you still could make a Shechianu, you might have thought, so kamash v'lan, you're not allowed to make a Shechianu once the fruit has been eaten. Now we go to the Mechaber, Sif Dalet. In Berach Shechianu al Shirzash, if you made a bracha of Shechianu on this fruit called Shirzash, which we'll see is a type of a cherry, Kishiyochal Gindash. If you eat another type of a cherry known as Gindash, which is a different taste or a different species, Chose Mavar Shechianu. You have the right and you're obligated to go and make a new Shechianu over here when you go and eat the second type of a fruit. The Ramah explains, Hagah, we're talking here, Veim Kishnei Mine Gudgonios. These are two different types of cherries over here. And then he gives another foreign language word, Kigon, Weinkinshil, and the Kirshen. These are different species over here of the cherries, and therefore, if you were to go and have two different species of cherries, so then you do make two shechionos on it. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yudalit explains over here, and he says, "Rotz Lomar, even though they are under one category, for example, they're both called cherries, in regards to shechionu, each one brings a separate joy to the person, and therefore, each one requires its own shechianu, as I just said, ki shtei simachos hein, because it's viewed by the person as two separate happinesses, so to say. The Magen Avraham and others write, even if they don't have a different name, for example, im chalukim b'taimon, as long as they have a different taste, for example, kigon te'enim levonim u'te'enim shechorim, white figs or black figs. So they're different tastes, even though they're the same name, figs. Nevertheless, shnei minim hein lazeh. They're considered in this regard as two species. Vitzorach levarach kol achas al kol echod bircha shechianu. Each one has its own shechianu attached to it. Kishen boim lefana bivasachas. As long as you're not eating together. If you're eating together, then one shechianu can work for both. And he says the same thing applies to chen shnei minim agasim. If you have different types of pears, o tapuchim, different types of apples, o egozim, different type of walnuts, gam kein tzorach levarach al kol echod shechianu. Each individual species over here of the fruit, even if they have the same name, since they have different tastes, they need to have their own shechianu. However, this is the din that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. He then says, "Ubebir hagra the Vilna Gaon mefachik ukolzeh the dochra yosein." The Vilna Gaon disagrees with this. He pushes aside all of their rayas why this is true. Umashma shadaito the kevin shebetzim umin echad. He says, since they really are one species, dai b'mash beberach b'pam rishona. If you made on the first type of cherry a shechianu, when you have the second type of a cherry later on, you do not have to make a new shechianu. And the Mishnah Berurah says this is also the opinion of Rav Yaakov Emden, the Chaim b'Sefer Moruk Tzia. Hey, b'shem Aviv, Rav Yaakov Emden in the Sefer Moruk Tzia brings down the name of his holy father, Chacham Tzvi, Gam Kein Kein Zeh Mamish. Exactly the same idea. However, Omnom lebesof b'tzadit Shom. However, at the end, Rav Yaakov Emden concludes the Avdi be'emes l'sharin yonim nikroim minechad. Even though, in regards to all the other things, it is considered one species. We call Markum in regards to the din of shechianu, linin bircha shechianu, the niska and ala simcha shibulei. That's made for the simcha, the happiness that a person has. Mistarved the nischadish lo akol davar simcha b'fnei atzmo. So each species of the cherry over here would give him a separate pleasure, and therefore v'nicha psaka shulchan aruch. He concludes like the psaka of the shulchan aruch. Ayin Shalom, look there in the Moruk Tzia for further details. The Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Yud Ches, has a longer richas over here, where he substantiates both points of view. He concludes in the last line, Uda Ovid Kemar Ovid, Uda Ovid Kemar Ovid. Both opinions are correct, so to say. A person can follow his opinion to make either one Shechianu or two Shechianus. And then he concludes and he says, V'tov Yosa Sheyikach Pri Shalmin Chodor Shadayin Lo Berech Aleh V'chavin Lo Tzigam Azeh. So for the first one, no problem to make a shechianu. On the second one, since there are some that say you do, some that say you don't, go find another fruit that definitely requires a shechianu, and in this way be exempting or being motzei the shechianu that you'd have to make on the second fruit, the second cherry, and this way you get around it by making on this third fruit, which definitely requires a shechianu, be in mind to be motzei the second fruit that has a question, should it or should not have its own shechianu. Siv Hei, the Mechaber says, Im Beirach, Shechianu ala novi, if you made a shechianu on grapes. So now, kishayishta, yayin chadish, when you drink the wine from that group of grapes, eno chozer mevarach, you don't make a new shechianu on the wine from those grapes. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Tetzvav explains, v'apiluim shasi le'achar abarim yom, even if you drank from it after 40 days, shenischazik hayayin, now it's really wine, it's not grape juice anymore. V'yesh lo tam achar min mo ala novi, and it's a different taste than the juice that just leaked out of the grapes beforehand. Nevertheless, mikol makom hakol simcha achasi, the grapes and the wine is considered the same simcha. The bei shira o sha'achal anovim yodeh shayayin yitzimim, because when you saw or ate the grapes, you know that wine is going to come from them, and therefore it's only one shechianu. However, va'ayin bachronim, others disagree. Shevir the yesh omim mikol makom tzorach levarach shechianu gam al hayayin chadash. Others say you do have to make a shechianu on the wine over here, mishum the yesh bo simcha yaseru mi ba'anovim, because it has its own separate happiness more so than the grapes. Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow's shiur will discuss this last part of the Mishnah Berurah, And that concludes today's shiur.